Good morning. This morning, I would like to share with you from Matthew 25, 1 to 13. This parable is the parable of the 10 virgins. It is a well-known parable within the Christian community. If we were to look at this parable through our Western lenses or eyes, perhaps we would struggle somewhat because we are not used to a wedding ceremony or a reception taking place in more than one day. But in Jewish culture, a wedding ceremony was completely different. A wedding ceremony was broken down into approximately three distinct parts. However, the context of this parable was directed at the Jews. They were the chosen people. Their whole history should have been about preparing for the coming of the Son of God. They ought to have been ready. They ought to have been prepared for him. When he came, John 1 verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Instead, they were quite unprepared, and therefore were shut out. And let me quickly add, to be rejoined someday soon again. In light of the context of this parable, it still speaks to us today, because like many of Jesus' other parables, there is a message for the body of Christ. There are at least four takeaways that I would like to share with you this morning. One is that preparation is important. The five virgins with extra oil were prepared. It is customary in the Jewish wedding that the bridegroom would come unexpectedly, sometimes in the middle of the night. While it is customary for a public town crier to shout in the streets, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming," that can happen at any time. So one needs to be prepared. The other custom or practice is that no one was allowed on the streets after dark without a lamp. When the bridegroom arrived, then those waiting on the outside with their lamps trimmed would enter and the doors would be shut. So latecomers were not admitted to the ceremony. Based on the custom of the wedding practice, it was important for one to be prepared. In this life, we make preparations for so many things: retirement, hurricanes, our children's education, insurances in case of sickness, debt, and even motor vehicle accidents, and in the case of this parable, even marriage. But may I submit to you that there is a greater preparation that one needs to make, and that is for the second return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How does one do that? By recognizing that Jesus died for you and he paid the wages for your sins. Every wrong you have done, every wrong thought, every evil word spoken, he paid for all those and more. The Bible reminds us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The songwriter says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Jesus paid for your sins so that when he returns, you can be ready to meet him. All you need to do is to accept him as your personal savior. Secondly, the parable of the 10 virgins. It warns us that there are some preparations that cannot be made at the last minute. It was far too late for the five foolish virgins to get oil and to return in time before the door was closed. When we look at life, it is far too late for a student to be preparing when the day of exam has come. There are many who take this preparation to meet the Lord as a last minute thing. You never know when you will die. Let me remind you, there is no opportunity for repentance in the grave. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after death comes the judgment." You and I need to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to ensure that we pay attention to the weightier matter of life. And the weightier matter of life is to give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. To prepare for everything else in this life, except to meet the Savior, is omitting the weightier things. In Matthew 23, verse 23, Jesus accused the scribes and the Pharisees of omitting the weightier matters of things. Are you omitting the weightier matter of life, which is to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? This too is of utmost importance. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? The weightier matters are the things that is of utmost importance to your faith and eternity, and that is to give your life to the Lord. Jesus wants us to be ready for his coming. He wants us to be prepared. Luke 12 verse 35 says, "Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Blessed are those whom the master will find on the alert when he comes." Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third watch and finds them so, blessed are these servants. We cannot wait to prepare, so let's prepare now. We can't wait to prepare after a hurricane. We can't wait to prepare after an exam. So why not prepare for the Lord Jesus Christ coming now? There is a story told of Mary of Orange, who is a member of the royal family. She was the eldest daughter of King Charles I. She took sick, and while she was on her deathbed, her chaplain started to explain to her the way of salvation. She responded to him by saying, "I have not left this matter to this hour." In other words, she didn't leave the salvation of her soul for the day when she was on her dying bed. Not many of us will get the opportunity to say yes to the Lord while we are on our deathbed. Are you leaving this matter of salvation to the last minute? This is too great a risk for you to do. Let me encourage those of us who already know the Lord Jesus Christ to encourage a friend, a family member, our children, co-workers who have not yet said yes to Jesus, not to wait until the last minute. Thirdly, it warns us that there are things which cannot be borrowed. The five foolish virgins could not get the oil from the wise virgins. The wise virgins just did not have sufficient to lend, because if they did, they would find themselves standing on the outside, just like the foolish virgins. What are the things we cannot borrow in being prepared to meet our Lord? You cannot borrow salvation. You can't borrow it from your parents, your siblings. You must accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. You must have a personal relationship with him for yourself. You must have invited him to be your Lord and Savior. You must realize that this is important. This is a part of being prepared for the coming of the Lord. Which leads me to my final point. There's the uncertainty of the time of the bridegroom's coming. The word of the Lord reminds us, no man knoweth the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will put in his appearance. Therefore, being prepared is very important. The five foolish virgins, they were unprepared. They did not have extra oil. They went to source this oil, and in coming back, the door was closed. May I encourage you to ensure that you give your life to the Lord today. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you to say yes to the Lord. Time is running out. Tomorrow is promised to no man. Perhaps you are waiting and the door will be shut and the opportunity will be gone. The opportunity had passed for the five foolish virgins. They missed their season. They missed their time. May I say to you, do not miss the opportunity today to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be prepared, because time waits on no man. God bless you.